It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we also broadcast live on the web. And where's Tracy? Anyway, drunk driving devices are going to come out on cars that drivers are convicted of drunk driving. I don't think this is going to work, you know. What's so hard about taking the car, the drunk driver taking the car to his technician and having that device removed? What's up with that? Or having somebody who wasn't drinking blow into the device. I don't think this is going to work. A lot of waste of time. They have to come up with something better than just a blow-in device. What do you think? Give me a call at 296-5467. When you buy a used car, or even a new car, folks, check the VIN number, the vehicle identification number. Double check it with the registration. Make sure it matches. And check the registration. If it's a used car, check if it has salvage vehicle on it. Okay? And lots of people are buying salvage vehicles, not knowing that it's worthless. Salvage vehicle mean exactly what it says. Junkyard vehicle.
Is that why you don't buy it?
Don't buy it. Yes. Because if the car was total wrecked and it goes to a chop shop to make it back streetable again, it is marked as salvage vehicle. That's the reason why DMV came out with this salvage vehicle stamp on the registrations so that the consumers, the people, would know that this car was a total wreck. Okay, so.
Well, what if it was a salvage vehicle because, I don't know, it was in a flood?
Same thing. The computer electronics are going to corrode. The terminal's going to corrode one day. And you're going to have nothing but electronic gremlins running around in your car. And it can add up to quite a bit of money. So be careful. Today, finding a used car, a good used car, is next to impossible. Because think about it, folks. Would you sell a good car? No. Now is not the time to sell a good car. If the economy was swinging good, oh, no big deal. But no, I don't think so. Okay, the other thing is tires. When you purchase new tires, before they put it on, okay, before they put it on, ask to see the tires and look at the manufacture date. There is an oval-looking stamp on the side of the tire, and it has four digits. The first two is the week it was made. The next two is the year. Like, it might have, like, 4406. So the 44th week of 06. Okay, we're finding a lot of tires coming out, being sold as new, that is 8 to 10 years old. So check it out, folks. If you're buying bread, would you buy 10-year-old bread? I don't think so. Okay? So, the problem with the tires is they do crack and blow up. They do explode. So, you don't want to buy old tires. Okay? You got any questions? You got any comments? Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? The tax is on the way up again. You got to do something, folks. If you let the politicians do what they want, that's the only place they're going to get money from. It's from us. They have no idea of how to bring more money into the state other than raise taxes. Raising taxes is a no-brainer. It's easy. You just raise it. Who says anything? I'll tell you what, try that in Thailand. They all get physically thrown out of office. No way. Okay? So, got to do something with this. This is election year. Put your feet down, folks. Don't let this keep going and going and going. Okay? In the Sunday paper, they talked about ethanol. This is old story. It's been going on and on and on. Ethanol is the best fuel. Although some people don't agree with me, look at Brazil. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol for 45 years. What's up with that? I mean, Hawaii is such a vulnerable place for an oil spill. All you have to do is get a baboose captain and crash into the reef and spill all the oil. Then what happens? That oil company is going to give Hawaii X amount of dollars for all the pollution for 20 years? I don't think so. It's an accident waiting to happen. We have to do something and do something now. And in the paper this morning, it said about the cost of ethanol. Producing ethanol in Hawaii. Yeah, the cost might be a little higher, but hello, what is Hawaii worth to you folks? How much is Hawaii really worth to you? What is your home worth? How much would you pay for your home? This is our state, folks. We need to keep it and preserve it, protect it. Oil is not the way, let me tell you. Ethanol is the way. It does not pollute. There's no downside to ethanol. So, think about that for a while. 296-5467. Give us a call. Last week, I talked about the AMSOIL. And a lot of the dealers got all huffy and puffy about it. That I said they have to change the filter every 3,000 miles. Only the filter. Okay? And they got huffy and puffy about it. And they said using the AMSOIL filter, they can go 25,000 miles or 1 year without changing it. I know that. But being in the industry, we see how many people out there running 2 quarts short on oil because people don't check. This is one of the reasons that we want to see the car every 3,000 miles to make sure everything's tip-top. It's to check the cars out. Okay? That's basically what it's about, is to check out the cars. Yeah, I know that AMSOIL will guarantee the engine for, you know, if you're using the oil and the filter, that's fine. You know, and the dealers can't cancel your warranty because of, you know, not going in for servicing, but just to keep everything on the up and up and, you know, less hassle, it's better to have your car checked. Because when you come in to check it, every 3,000 miles, they check the tire pressure, rotate tires if necessary, and stuff like that. Okay? So, I recommend rotating tires at 6,000 miles, 6 to 8,000 miles. If you don't come in every 3,000 and you come in every 25,000 miles, it's too late to rotate your tire. You see what I'm getting at? So those AMSOIL dealers that got upset about what I said, you got to think about the consumer. The consumers are not very akamai on checking the car. We've had customers come in with only 1 quart oil. We had to put 4 quarts in the engine, or some 5. So, if he didn't come in 3,000 miles, that's it. He's running with no oil. And now you have a case, because he's going to say, hey, you told me I don't have to go in for 25,000 miles or 1 year. You see? So, you know, just to cover the consumer and keep everything happy, we want to check it out to make sure everything's okay. You never know. Motor mounts, fan belts, stuff like that. Air filters, you know. You have to check it because we don't have full service stations where they come up and check everything for you every time you fill gas. Because of the self-serve, we're getting more and more people just neglecting the car. And it's not their fault. Everybody's too much in a rush. Give me a call at 296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, that's to clear the air on the AMSOIL. Yes, I know the AMSOIL is guaranteed for 25,000 miles or 1 year using the AMSOIL filter. But I still feel safer to check the car. Okay? Even if we're not going to change the filter or anything, we need to check the car. Lots of people will go someplace else and say, well, guy said I'm low on oil, so I had regular oil put in. You just destroyed the oil. So, that's my point. Hope I cleared the air now. Okay? So, anyway, I need that military guy in the Navy to give me a call about the Navy bringing in ethanol, E85. I need to talk to that Navy person that called me a few weeks ago about the Navy bringing in E85 ethanol. Okay? So, give me a call at 296-5467. It's a long time since we ran trivia for Crestec Cleaning Center. So,
and
caught you sleeping there.
Uh-huh. And do you want to run the same
one? It's good because we don't get winners.
Well, you just have to guess a percentage.
Yeah,
what percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
Okay. Give me a call at 296-5467. The prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has the best cleaner that I've ever tried. The Degreaser 2000 is the best. I know it's called Degreaser. It sounds like it's for grease. But no, it's for everything. We use it for upholstery, carpeting, you name it. Cleaning the shop floors, whatever. Everything. Okay? Degreaser 2000, Crestec Cleaning Center. Oh, and by the way, we cannot get Air Up Fix-A-Flat anymore. The company closed down. Who's next? That Air Up is so good. It's really, really good. And Steve Onoy is convinced. You know, he's a hard guy to convince. And we put Air Up into Steve Mix's tire the other day. And he saw the leak stop. It stopped the leak. He was so amazed. That guy, he don't believe what I tell him all the time. Anyway.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. Hello, Hawaii. The rain is out. It's a good time to check your windshield wipers because I know, like you said, people put everything off to the last minute. But you know what? You were talking about the gas station. And this is one thing I noticed. If you pull into the gas stations now, if you even look like you're going to wash your window or something, the people behind you start giving you that, like, stare down. You know, I can remember, because I used to work at a gas station when I was in high school. You cleaned the front and back window. You checked under the hood. If the oil was low, you'd bring the oil dipstick to the driver's window and go, oh, see, mister, sir, you know, you're a quart load. Do you want to, you know, you want me to top it off? But you're right. Those days are gone. All everybody does is, they go in, they fill up their gas, they run in and grab a hot dog and a Coke, and they jump in the car, and they're gone. And you're right. If you don't have those scheduled maintenance things, even the little things like your air pressure, you know, windshield washer fluid, all that stuff, you know, goes bad, and then before you know it, you have to fix it. So George is right. I don't know what the answer is, if they should have, like, a little service area maybe at the gas station. You know, I know you can pull over to where you put the air in. You know, just some place where you could just go and maybe they could have somebody, you know, help you out and, you know, show people how to check their cars. But that's a good thought. And everybody be safe. It's the 4th of July holiday. And you're right, George. The breathing thing to keep the guys from drunk driving, they will spend every effort and any amount of money to get around her. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a little can they sell of fresh breath. You could squeeze and blow, you know, like the fix a flat can.
Yep.
You watch, somebody will come out with a little can of sober breath. That's what we'll call it. We should sell sober breath. You put a little squirt in there and your car starts up and you drive home drunk. Don't do it. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. That's true. Drunk driving. Let's go to calls.
Yeah, we have Mark from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, George. How's it, bro? I called you up last week. I was asking you about the mothballs. Where do I get those mothballs from? And if I can ask you just a couple more quick questions. The AMSOIL, mm-hmm. Where's a good place to pick that up at? And, you know, the dealership is telling me 100,000 miles is time for tune-up, but you know what? I would kind of like to keep my stuff running top shape, and I got already. What, I can change the plugs and have that done before 100,000 miles?
I recommend 20.
Yeah. They told me 100,000 miles, and I'm not really into that 100,000 mile thing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Okay, where can I get this AMS oil and these special mothballs you keep talking about?
Okay, mothballs you can check with Long's Drugs.
Okay.
They usually have it when they have it. Sometimes they're out, but you can check with them. as far as the AMS oil, you can call Mario, and he can let you know the dealer closest to you. Mario's number is 497.
Hold on 1 second. I got a pen right here.
Okay.
497.
7739.
7739. Yeah, you know, the dealership, I think I'm getting one when I run around with these guys, and I'm really not happy with my extended warranty. And, you know, it just seems to me that after 52,000 miles, it's just time to change plugs and whatever else.
No, I would have done it long time ago.
Yeah,
because the plug will get seized in the cylinder head.
Yeah, I think it's...
Take it out, but when you put it back in, put nickel anti-seize on it.
Okay.
The nickel compound.
You know, if I call your shop, you guys can recommend another... Like I said, I got an extended warranty, but I'm really not too happy with the service of the dealership. I'm not going to mention the name. But, you know, I'm looking for a really good mobile mechanic who can come out and, you know, be, you know, honest and upright with me, yeah?
Don't know any.
Okay.
The thing with mobile mechanics that's real touchy, if you call Better Business Bureau or Consumer Protection, they'll tell you all about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, George. Thanks,
though. Okay, thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Don't wait for the last minute or take a guess at that trivia. Billy gives out real good prizes for the trivia winners. Okay, so anyway. Forgot the train of thought about what I was going to tell you about. anyway, I want to announce that I need to get a hold of the Navy guy that told me on the air that they are going to bring in E85 ethanol. And just to let you folks know, that E85 ethanol on the mainland is not 85% ethanol. It's 60% and 40% diesel or some kind of oil petroleum, but it's not gasoline. Okay, so when they do that, it kills the octane on the ethanol and drops way down, and that's why they're not getting the performance or the results, the mileage, the gas mileage, as with gasoline. So anyway, remember that. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, George. I'd like to take a guess at the percentage of 1983 Hawaiian runners finished.
Good luck.
Okay. I would say 27%.
Call us back and try again.
Yeah, she's coming with that.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bren from Honolulu.
Hi.
I got 10%.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
I said 95%.
You said 100% before.
I know, but you said that was wrong to somebody, so. Okay. 296-5467, folks. Give us a call. And take a guess. You might get lucky. This is 4th of July weekend. And please don't drink and drive. People never learn, you know, especially the younger ones. They keep drinking and driving because they think they're invincible until it's too late. You know, once it's too late and lose a life, you can never bring that life back. People gotta wake up and understand this. Death is final. You cannot say I'm sorry and give me another chance. Okay? So folks, if you have kids that drive, please teach them that. And listen to that "I Went to a Party, Mom." That poem that I play, been playing for years and years. It was made for that girl that died on Nuanu Avenue, on Pali Highway rather, on Pali Highway, with an accident, and a policeman killed her. It was made for her. So folks, please, educate people. Stop drinking and driving. You know, it's really bad to take a life, an innocent life. And always the wrong one lives all the time. Okay? So, anyway, we need to go to ethanol. If you haven't tried it, you gotta try it. It's the best fuel. Shell's octane is back up again. Quality is up. Running good. It fell down for a while and is back up. The Shell station on Y Camilo and King Street is temporarily shut down. What else is shutting down?
Why is it closed?
It says under new management soon.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know what happened to Marshall. So, anytime the oil company wants to get rid of a dealer, a franchise dealer, they just raise the rent. Instead of saying, sorry, get out, they just raise the rent. And they won't negotiate. So that's the first sign that the oil company wants you out. So, doing a service station is real difficult because you're under the gun of the oil company. You gotta do what they say. So it's not so much as you being independent. You see? So, I know years ago, it was illegal for the oil companies to own the stations. A long time ago. I guess they changed the law. With all the money they have, they can change the law. So, anyway. Give me a call at 296-5467. Wonder what happened to Tracy today.
He didn't call you?
No. He's going to get fired already.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, well, Chaz, write his paycheck out. That's it. He's laid off. Anyway, I'd just like to tell you that I feel really lucky to have raced at Hawaii Raceway Park for all those years. And for those young people now that never experienced racing on a legal raceway, you know, I feel really sad for them because the enjoyment of racing at the Hawaii Raceway Park was so tremendous. And those of you that did race there, give me a call. It's something that I think Hawaii should have put down as a landmark because it was the very first raceway park in the state of Hawaii. Why it didn't become a landmark, I don't know. But I was fortunate to have raced there ever since it opened in 64 and kept racing. And it's something. And if you never raced before, folks, it is a feeling. Talk to anybody that raced. I mean, seriously raced. Not Mickey Mouse race. Serious racing. They'll tell you. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. The trivia, is it 3%?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, what marathon was this? The very first one?
I don't think so. It's 1983.
Okay. Okay. Cannot be 95%. Anyway, oh boy, give a guess, folks. 296-5467. Okay, the city is going to put, wanting to put coating, aggressive coating on the tantalus roads so that the kids cannot do drifting up on the streets. It's a tone of $200,000. If this coating was that good, and the city had common sense, don't you think all of the drag strips would have it so that the racers could have good traction? They don't have it, so it don't work. So why are we spending $200,000 for something that's not going to work? Here we go again. Spend money because it's not theirs. We've got to do something. This spending is going out of hand. Okay? Anyway, that oil spill in the Gulf is killing animals, birds, porpoises, whales, turtles, everything. This is not necessary, folks. If we were on ethanol, the animals wouldn't be there, dying. When is the people of America going to put their foot down and say, enough oil, let's move on and get into something else? When? When they destroy the world? How many want to bet with me that it's going to be when the world gets destroyed by oil is when people are going to say, hey, we got to do something and not use oil? Because that's the same thing they always say. They talk after it's too late. Anyway, let's go to calls.
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Well, happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
I'm the guy kind of in favor of rail, so I want to discuss it for a minute.
Okay.
A while back, I contributed to the draft EIS, that environmental statement, about 2 years ago, and they put me on a list. And this week I received a compact disc or DVD in the mail. And I think everyone should try to take a look at it because it is very interesting. It has three components to it. The first component is a explanation of what the system is and what the EIS passed. And it's provided by Sean Ching, who used to be a anchor for Nightly News. Now he's a lawyer, and I think he's working somewhere else. Anyway, Sean Ching, nice guy, and explains the whole system. The second part of the compact disc or DVD is a how the line runs through town. And what it is, it's a helicopter flight that goes from East Kapolei all the way through town to Ala Moana Center. And along this whole section, they show where the park and rides are going to be, show where the stations are going to be, superimposed on the map as the helicopter's flying through. So it gives everyone an idea of really what it is. It shows all the stations. The last part of it shows about 50 photographs where they took a camera picture of an intersection such as Ward and Queen Street, and they superimposed the high elevated rail and what it's going to look like. And some of it's, you know, quite high, but some of it fits into the community quite well. So people will get used to it. I would imagine after a couple of years, like I noticed in Vancouver, British Columbia, they have these rail systems going around, and you keep seeing the trains go by while you're watching a sporting event or something like that. You kind of get used to it. The third section is actually the hard copy of the EIS. If you have a computer or Macintosh or PC, you can actually read the wording of the EIS, and it's all very favorable. What we need to do is have Lingle look it over and pass it and get on with the construction before the year is out. I think
okay.
We should start.
Does it say how much it's going to charge the people for writing it?
No.
Okay, that's number one.
It will be market value.
Does it say how much they're going to pay for everybody's home that they're going to displace?
No, but they say...
fair market value.
No, they say exactly who and what they're going to compound.
Okay.
And it's going to be market value, and it'll be fair.
Yeah, mainland market value, not local.
No, well, you know, whatever the price will go.
Those of you that's listening that got displaced because of the freeway, give me a call and let me know if that was fair market local value.
That's fair enough.
It wasn't.
Well, you know, I mean...
I have a friend that was dislocated, and it was not fair local market value.
Well, I'm not...
If you bought a home and you're still paying mortgage on it, guess who is stuck with the mortgage if they pay you less than you owe on the mortgage?
I think there's only 40 people who are in that condition.
What if this was your home?
There's agriculture and all
that. What if it was your home?
Well, if there were 40 homes,
what if it was your home?
The county would be able to negotiate with 40 people
quite
amicably.
And the other question is, if they have such big amount of money, how come the city's on furlough?
Yeah, well,
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. That part I understand.
Look at
I'm looking
H3.
Long range, look, George.
I'm looking at every angle. Yeah. But the biggest angle I'm looking at is I was born and raised in Hawaii. I love it the way it was before.
Yeah.
I don't like it when they have high rises.
Yeah.
I don't like it when they make it ugly.
Yeah.
Hawaii is a special place.
I'm with you on that.
Okay? I don't want it to look like Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't want rails going above me and all that. If you have a train on the ground, fine. But not a rail in the air. No.
Well,
we have enough ugliness in Hawaii. If I had my way, I'd flatten all the high rises.
Yeah.
Because actual law to the height in Hawaii across the state is no taller than the highest coconut tree.
Yeah.
Whoa. Honolulu had some real tall coconut trees, huh?
Well, I agree with you when it comes to like Aloha Tower Marketplace, where the Irwin Park is.
Mm-hmm.
The trees are so high. I think the thing's going to be higher than that.
It is going to be higher than that.
But and you know we're going to have to just kind of put up. I think we're just going to have to put up with it.
Nope, I disagree with that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to capitalize.
You know, okay,
everything.
If you're going to do that, then why don't we build high rises on Diamond Head?
No, I don't want that.
We need houses.
No, I don't want that.
Why not? Same thing.
What I'd like to say is, so I don't take your whole show, I'm sure if you go to the library, to the City and County Office of Transportation Services, or whatever, you can probably borrow that DVD.
I'm against it.
And just kind of look at it. Because
no, I don't care what it looks like. It's still going to make Honolulu ugly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to hang
ugly
up and
enough.
Let your listeners give some feedback.
Okay.
In. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Well, that's his point of view, folks. But I look at it in the beauty of Hawaii. You know, those of you that never seen Honolulu without high rises, you don't know. Look at some old pictures. The beauty of Hawaii was so beautiful before the high rises. Why do you think tourists stop coming to Hawaii? Because it's ugly. Wake up. Why would you go to an ugly place? Hello? We don't have agriculture? Our main industry is tourism? And you make the place ugly? Come on. Wake up. Who's going to come? Let's spill some oil here too then. And see who comes. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Oh, George. The last caller, oh, my blood pressure, I'm struggling. I get them down, don't worry. That's okay, I'm breathing deep,
well,
yeah.
Rob, you just like me, we grew up when Hawaii was real Hawaii.
Absolutely, George. I think I was probably 11 or 12 years old when they started sticking up those
high rises.
God-awful high rises,
yep.
George.
Yep.
And my father and I were driving around together, and I looked over at my father, and by the way, it was in the 57 T-Bird, George.
Okay.
That was still when it was only like, at that time, I think it was only like maybe 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
57, 8, 9, 6, yeah, because it was early 60s when they started popping those buildings up.
Yep.
And I looked over him, and I saw a tear running down the corner of his eye, right?
Yeah, and but people don't care.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it because I just said, Dad, you know, why I see a tear coming out of your eye. And he said, Rob, he said, this is the beginning of the end.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And this isn't going to stop.
It's all for money.
Yep.
What is money? Money is nothing. It can never replace Hawaii again.
What was he saying, George, back? Blaisdell, yeah? Blaisdell was getting envelopes of money delivered to him, George.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody investigated him. They were dropping off envelopes of money to Blaisdell's place. Because he was, you know, he was in the middle of, you know, getting
yep.
all that going too. But
yep.
not to, okay, enough of that now. Back to that train thing and this, you know, computer-generated whatever helicopter thing. Forget it, George. You know those stupid bus stop stations? I traveled all over Australia where they have trains and they have transit and everything. There's nothing like that. sticking up in the sky 2-3 stories high to get on a train? Are you kidding me? And our little dinky island?
To go, what, 10 miles?
To go, what is it?
Don't make sense.
I know, we don't need to repeat it. But one last thing I'd like to close on. You know, when they took that vote back then, for and against that rail, believe it or not, I've been reading that a lot of those people that voted against that rail, and when this governor race comes up, those people are not going to forget, and it's a big, huge amount of people that have not changed their minds. In fact, they're even more convinced today than ever. You know?
Yep. How the hell are we going to afford this thing?
Oh, God. Yeah, like we can afford to keep on paying more and more taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No problem.
Sure. Anyway, George, thank you for vetting it so well, and I agree with you, and I'm sorry to that other caller, but you know what? Totally anti-rail. Never will be for it. I don't care how you sell it.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let's get to calls.
We have Bob from Pearl City.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, George. I usually don't call, but that guy riled me up, too. The guy talked about the rail. Like he got brainwashed to brainwash us. But like you say, why don't they revive the old train track? Remember
that's
the
right.
Remember the days used to ride on the ground and go?
That's
no
right.
problem.
Yep.
But even if they finish, I don't think they're going to finish. They're going to run out of money, and they're going to be overtaxing us.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they finish, they're going to run broke. Nobody's going to ride them.
That's right. They never said how much they're going to charge to ride it.
And how much it's going to cost to run them.
Yep.
Yeah. And another thing, the federal government trying to tell us what to do, not can do. And look all the stimulus they gave away. They finally find out they were giving them to the guys that are dead in the ground already.
Uh-huh.
And another stimulus, they're giving, what, $400,000 to the bus guys so they can go paint the bus station? And then they go raise the bus fare now?
Yep.
Makes sense?
No.
I don't think so. Crazy world. We've got to fight all them guys.
Yep.
Put new politicians in so they might do something.
Exactly.
I hope people don't get brainwashed too much and start thinking for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk again.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. That's what we got to look at. And the thing that people are not looking at too with the rail is when they start building it, they're going to be closing down streets and possibly freeways. Can you imagine the traffic jam for 10 years? 10 years, folks. That's minimum. Look at how long they took to build H3. What if that happens with the rail? Can you eat it? Well, you got to think about that and think carefully. And those unions that are for it, they better think again, because anytime the federal funds anything, you have to follow federal guidelines. Federal guidelines to build above ground rail, you have to be rail certified. How many construction workers in Hawaii is rail certified? None. Go try that again. The companies from the mainland will be coming and doing the job, just like they did at the convention center. Local people didn't get the job. It was all outside. Well, what's up with that? But putting all that aside, folks, my feeling is, why are we making Hawaii so ugly? For money? Money is nothing. The beauty of Hawaii, you'll never be able to replace it. Come on. Save Hawaii. Don't make it ugly. You know, like I said, if you don't care, then why don't you build high-rises on the side of Diamond Head? Cover Diamond Head with high-rises. Jeez. I don't know. I really don't know. Something's wrong with Oahu, you know. All the rest of the islands, they follow the guidelines no higher than the highest coconut tree. Some long, high coconut trees in Honolulu. Funny, eh? Go check it out, folks. All the outside islands. Look around. No high rises like Honolulu. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. We'd like to hear what you feel about the rail. I mean, everybody's got their view. If you like the rail, then fine. Move to the mainland. Anyway, I grew up when I could stand on Waikiki Beach and see Punchbowl. It was beautiful. It was awesome. Look at it today. If you're from New York where you see high-rises all over, then it's okay. But it bothers me. And Kalakaua used to be two-way. My son Todd said, Dad, you guys could drive up and down both ways. I said, yeah. We go cruising through Waikiki, up and down. Those of you that did that back in those days, give me a call at 296-5467. Wonderful memories. Wonderful. Unbeatable. Chaz, you remember that? No. Brother, you missed it. Awesome. Awesome. Really awesome. And you know what was real funny? Those of you that can remember.
No, wait. I'm going to talk to this man.
Hi. Who's on?
Hello?
We have Diane on.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, George. Diane, you remember me?
Yes.
I was thinking when the other guy said we need to get the politicians out. How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, if you vote for an unknown.
He's not going to get in.
Yeah, he's not going to get in, just like you.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
It's really hard. If people got to band together, form committees, and back somebody, just like they did with Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, that's the only way, but, you know.
What's Hawaii worth?
Huh? Oh, it's worth it.
You got it.
Yeah.
There's no place like Hawaii.
Yep, that's right. But anyway, that was my comment, because I was thinking about the same thing. Like, there's no way you can get there.
Because when I ran, some oil companies told the news media and the newspapers not to put me on. They don't want me on because then they're out.
Well, the only other option is Pano.
He has no plan.
He does. He has what do you call those fast lanes and?
It won't work.
What do you call those tolls?
You know this whole thing about Honolulu and the traffic? If you start doing what I call surgery on it, the time it's going to take to do the construction, it's going to really jeopardize all the traffic and everything. It's going to make the traffic even worse for who knows, 10 years? I couldn't take that.
Yeah.
No. So we have to have a better plan.
So and what is the plan then?
One of my plans was, okay, Cam Highway coming to town, make it green light all the way, Nimitz Highway, green light all the way to town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the afternoon, make it green light all the way out to Eva.
Yeah.
You see? Then you have an alternative.
Right.
Without spending a dime.
Uh-huh.
And if you want a choo-choo train, put back the old cane train.
Uh-huh.
The track's still there. And to offset the cost of running the train, you serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Well, we got to get that plan out. Nobody knows about it.
I've been trying to tell them. I ran for office. I told them that.
Yeah. Okay, George. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have Al from Kahalu.
Hi, Al.
Hey, George. Yeah. You know that we got the convention center, we got a little stadium, they're all white elephants.
You got it.
And then now we're going to get the biggest white elephant of all, that rail.
Yep.
And I tell you something else, I drive a lot, like out to the leeward side. I mean, I work all over the island.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you got traffic in the morning and afternoon, but most of the day, it's open. So like any place else, you get an accident, traffic backs up.
Mm-hmm.
The only time is in the morning and afternoon. It's not that long. I mean, look, but an hour and a half to come into town, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the mainland, man. They do that every day, and it's more than an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They travel like 40 miles to go to work. Like my uncle, he travels 120 miles round trip to go to work.
Wow.
But on the mainland, it's bad. But I tell you, on the rail, nobody's going to jump out of their car.
Nope.
Because after work, you want to stop at a store, you can pick up groceries, you can do this and do that. You can't do that on the rail.
Nope.
You can't haul all your stuff, your packages on the rail.
Or your bike.
You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha. Okay, that's the end of our show, folks. Ah, boy. Got really hectic on the end. Anyway, please, try to save Hawaii. We have enough ugly already. Let's make more nice. Take care of each other, folks. And let's work together to make Hawaii a better place. And think carefully before you vote. Take care of each other and see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.